11 minutes now before we get to 7 o'clock. Good morning to you. By the way, if you've just woken up and you want to know what the live score on the cricket is, well, South Africa are 58-5. Yeah, no, you're not hearing me wrong. 58-5. It's not looking good out there. But Nick is going to be joining you a bit later on, or maybe in the next hour of the show, to just give you a heads up on what is happening on the latest when it comes to sport. That being said, though, in South Africa, we are talking about President or former President Jacob Zuma. My goodness. The question, I suppose, on everyone else's mind is, will President or former President Jacob Zuma see or have his day in the courtroom? Look, call me a pessimist. I've come to learn that this man is untouchable. Yes, I know what you're going to say. Abs, how dare you? How dare you say that in South Africa, with this wonderful constitution, with this wonderful judiciary, that there is someone who is untouchable? But this, we are talking about former President Jacob Zuma here. We are talking about a man that knows how to frustrate the legal processes. We are talking about a man who seems to be hell-bent on understanding and getting each and every loophole that comes with the legal system. So I don't know about you, but that's a conversation we're going to be having at about 10 past 7 with Xolani Dube, who is a political analyst. That being said, though, Sipho says, Abongile, it's now a judge that said Zuma tried to avoid. By all means. U.S. has put sanctions on Gupta's after the designer called them my guys. I can't wait to hear the blame on WMC. Now, WMC is White Monopoly Capital. My goodness, there is a word that I despise. By the way, do people actually know, did people listen to the fact that this was a coined term? This was a public relations coin term. So technically, in reality, there is no such thing as White Monopoly Capital. Oh, I can already see some people fuming right now. 9 minutes before we get to 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to be chatting to Joy Ruud.
Follow Cape Talk on Twitter at Cape Talk.
If you have just joined the conversation right now, we're looking forward to chatting with you. Feel free to be part of the conversation on 021-446-0567. Now, we are talking about neglected tropical diseases that are a group of parasitic and bacterial infectious diseases that cause severe pain as well as long-term disability and death for over 170,000 people per year. Now, these diseases affect mostly low-income populations in countries such as Africa, Asia, and the America. And the END Fund is working towards eradicating them. This morning, I am joined by Joy Ruud, who is the public affairs advisor for the END Fund, who's going to be telling us more about these diseases and the END itself. Joy, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation.
Good morning, Mohale. Thank you for having me on the show.
Can you list the various diseases that fall under this banner?
With pleasure. So neglected tropical diseases sound quite peculiar, but it's actually diseases that a lot of us are familiar with in Africa. So examples include the likes of intestinal worms, schistosomiasis, which we refer to as bilharzia, lymphatic filariasis, which we also refer to as elephantiasis, and river blindness or trachoma. So they're all parasitic or bacterial infections caused by insects. And typically, as you rightly said, that they're often diseases that are found in poor communities. They're diseases of poverty caused by poor water sanitation and hygiene.
You talk about these diseases as diseases of neglect. What does that mean?
Indeed. So we call them diseases of neglect because really we know the solution to these diseases. They've been in existence for thousands of years. And what the END Fund has been doing is assisting with the treatment for those diseases in the form of, for instance, mass drug administrations, or when it comes to intestinal worms, it's deworming programs, which are typically run with either ministries of health or through schools, because often children are the most affected. So we know how to treat them, but because they've just not been put high up on the agenda, they continue to plague us in Africa when we really know how to deal with them and we really should just end them. And that's why we call the END Fund, because we're trying to end neglected tropical diseases.
And of these neglected diseases, which of them are highly contagious? Is there a scale that you work on, or it's just a blanket conversation?
So, I know highly contagious is something that we're all curious about, because one looks at it and thinks, am I at risk? But the reality is that it's typically issues to do with the water sanitation and hygiene. So when if you recall from when we were children, often we'd be told by our grandparents and our parents about not going to dormant water sources where the river is not flowing, because that's where you get bilharzia. And that is still the case today. And you find instances of worms, the likes of hookworms, for instance, where you get it from soil transmission. They're called Helminth diseases. So it's generally not passed from individual to individual, with the exception of the likes of, for instance, trachoma or river blindness.
Each of these then must represent various or must have various symptoms. Are there any underlying commonalities we should be looking out for?
Absolutely. So when it comes to bilharzia or schistosomiasis, which is the medical term, often what you'll find is that there will be blood in the urine. And unfortunately, many of those remote populations, we've heard of instances where they look at it as, for instance, male puberty, because typically what would happen is you'll have been infected, but you go on for a couple of years before you start seeing the symptoms. And what would tend to happen is that when those symptoms start showing up, it would be around the time that boys are hitting puberty. And so in those rural communities, some of those rural communities would then look at it as boys just reaching puberty, and it's a sign of the fact that you're well on your way into manhood, which is unfortunate, because the reality is that you're having blood in your urine because you have bilharzia, and it can have long-term effects if it's not addressed.
Talking about awareness then, I mean, Joy, are you guys able then to get the message out to the right individuals? Because unfortunately, sometimes in these communities, it is difficult sending out a message.
It is indeed. And that's why we're so happy to have the likes of you, Mohale, who allow us to come and just talk about these diseases and make people more aware of some of those symptoms and how they can be treated. And I would suggest actually for those that are listening, in terms of listeners, that they should visit end.org, which is our website, because we work in 23 African countries where we are assisting with the interventions in terms of treatment, awareness, training around prevention methods, and also just how to make sure one is aware of what needs to be done if they have the diseases. So if they visit our website, people will be able to get an idea of what needs to be done in order to get support.
And so, Joy, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But from your side, I mean, you've got thousands of Cape Talk listeners listening to you right now. What would be the message to them as we tie up the interview?
So my message would actually be that we can end these diseases. In the short space of time that the END Fund has been in existence, from 2012 up to now, we've managed to ensure delivery of 724 million treatments, which are to the value of $1.3 billion. So that, for me, says if we're able to do that in such a short space of time, we can get to the point of elimination of these diseases. So what I would encourage people to do is to get involved, whether it's individuals, it's corporates, it's non-governmental organizations, it's government, anyone who is on that same journey with us to end neglected tropical diseases, just raise your hand. We are available. Reach us at info.end.org.
Joy, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation this morning. We look forward to perhaps having another conversation with you with an update.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much, Mohale. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. And to you listening at home, 2 minutes now before we reach the top of the hour, that was Joy Rewudo, who is the Public Affairs Advisor for the END Fund in Africa.